Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So, Katie, you had a pretty epic weekend. Katie is so seepy today.
I'm so tired.
So seepy.
I am rolling off 2 hours of sleep last
night. Well, you did it to yourself.
I did. I know I did, but man, so many fun
things. How was the Western Slope?
The Western Slope's great. I miss it so much. Every time I go back, I'm just like thrown into nostalgia. I love it over there, and I especially love it when it's peach season. Right?
Yeah.
The Peach Fest was this past weekend, and it really was a lot of fun. Like, they take over, like, Palisade is where it's at, if you're not familiar. The famous Palisade Peach, that's where it's comes from. But their big park there, they turn it into a big, like, farmer's market on steroids. Like, they have everything you can imagine.
Everything
food trucks.
Peach related,
everything
huh?
peach. They're selling clothing that's peach themed. They've got, like, animals out there who are dressed as peaches. I saw
Did you dress as Princess Peach while you were there?
I did not. No, but there is a Peach Princess, not to be confused with the video game character, and a Peach Queen. So there's a lot of peach-themed stuff going on. I saw a peach-eating contest, which is kind of gross, if you can imagine.
Yeah, a lot of juices.
Is it two-handed?
A lot of juices. Oh, my gosh. It is. And one guy ate 6 peaches in a minute. If you could imagine what that looks like.
That doesn't seem difficult.
I feel like he ate a pit somewhere.
I was
going
to say.
A pit's going down.
How did you eat all that so quick?
Some old guy out there, he's like, you know, when you swallow a peach pit, you're going to grow a peach tree
Exactly. But one of the funny, so this year for peaches, I mean, if you can think back, like our winter was a little out of the ordinary, right? We didn't necessarily get the typical Colorado snow-filled winter that we normally get. And that really affected the produce over there on the Western Slope. So part of it was that they had so many hot days. I mean, I was talking to one of the peach farmers, and he said they had the string of like 20 straight days of over 100, and that is not good for the produce over there. So from what I understand, it was a bad year for the produce over on the Western Slope, and there were a lot of people who weren't able to provide the peaches that you expect
over there.
Get their
peach on.
Yeah, to get your
peachify.
I mean, because when you think about the peaches, it's the big, fat peaches. And when you take a
bite, iconic.
They're so juicy that it drips down your arm. This is how people describe Palisade peaches.
It's true.
Yeah. No, it absolutely
is. We used to have the Palisade marketing lady come into the radio station each and every year with a bushel.
Yeah.
She'd bring us a bushel, and we'd have some on the air. And it was our engineer hated it because we'd have peach juice all over the equipment here.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Quit eating peaches in the studio.
Well, and I had friends who had never been to the Peach Festival, and so they were looking forward to it. But we got there, and one of my friends had a peach, and it was not good. It was hard. It was not the typical Palisade peach that you would expect. And we were talking to people who said because of the weird weather, because it got so hot, the peach trees blossomed like 2 to 3 weeks early. And then we had a crazy freeze. So it wiped out a good chunk of a lot of the produce. But the stuff
you don't want to blossom early.
The stuff that wasn't wiped out, it was so small. So that's the thing. If you get Palisade peaches this year, you'll notice, number one, they are way smaller than they typically are. And that is because they weren't able to, the weather prohibited.
So they're still like baby peaches, full maturity?
They didn't reach that big stage.
Yeah,
but what
growth.
It did is like, so it's because it's small, the sugars are concentrated for some of them. So if you found someone who was able to keep their peaches in order, you were able to get the small peaches, but they were full of sugar. So they were super, super sweet. Able to find some. Now, good enough for me. I know a peach guy. Like, I lived on a peach orchard. You guys know this. So I went out to my peach guy. I got some really good peach, produce.
Peach guy.
Got some good peach options. It was awesome.
I challenge somebody to take a shot every time you hear the word peach during this conversation.
What? It was
be
peach.
Be hammered at 8 in the morning.
It was
shot of peach whiskey.
Fest. It was peach fest.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, well, and I didn't. Okay, so I was sitting at the chef demos out there at the Peach Fest, and they were talking about, people brag about that. Like, all the time. I lived over there, and that's one of the things. You can brag about the food because it is superior to the food over here on the Western Slope, and it just is. I'm sorry to tell you this, but the peaches are better over there because it gets so hot during the day and so cool at night, it stresses out the produce.
Yep.
It's not only that, but it stresses them out, which makes them work harder, which makes them create more nutrients, which makes it a better peach. It's a stressed peach.
It's science.
It makes it better. And then
sounds like my job.
Listen to this. So the grass also is super stressed, right?
Okay.
The grass even needs to stress out to grow. So it has extreme nutrient volume in it as well. So then when you have the cows and the pigs and all the animals that eat the grass, it has the more nutrients. Then their meat is super tasty too. So now we got tasty cows. We got tasty pigs.
It sounds like you're on grass.
We had tasty grass.
Oh, no, I've been saying it all morning. Don't shut your mouth.
It's amazing.
Now, were the cattle, was the cattle smaller this year too?
I don't know. I was really
these
just
little cows you can ride around on.
I don't know if you want me going off on a cow rant, okay? We made it this far on the peaches. I think you probably just want me to curb it here.
Honestly, you brought peach donuts and they look really good.
They look really good.
Yes,
I'm excited to try one.
I also bought a peach cobbler.
A peach cobbler.
Yeah. Which is the one that you said had the hole in it, so it might be dry.
I know.
The donuts?
The donuts.
Okay.
That's all right. Crispy
but
donuts.
But even the peach cobbler, I got it from the marching band, and I just felt bad because I wanted to help send them to state. I don't know about that peach cobbler. Looks a little sus.
Buy some peaches.
Food poisoning.
I know.
We were talking about you last week because this is the event where you were going to go stay at the Airbnb.
Yeah, yeah.
It was two couples and then Katie. Truly like the fifth wheel.
I know.
And we were talking about like how you were going to pay and all that. How did it play out?
It was, we split it between the five of us. So that was nice.
Oh,
did
they hear the show?
I think one of them might have actually.
Good.
And so, yeah, that was kind of brought to my attention that they were going to do that. So I kind of figured that maybe somebody did hear it.
That's fantastic.
It was made kind of a big deal about. But, you know, again.
So
like
it saved you some cash.
It did save me some cash.
How did the gas work?
The gas was fine. I rode over with them. So we were, you know, tag teaming that as well as far as who would pay for what. Because gas be expensive right now. Mm-hmm. And even driving. Like, we were helping driving. I was driving a lot while we were in town since I was familiar with everything and knew where to go. So, yeah, I think everything worked out pretty well, but I was anticipating it because two of the people who were showing up, I'd never met. So Julia and Matt, what up, my new homies? I'd never met them. So coming in, that was going to be something I was anticipating. But my friend Amy was telling me that Julia specifically, now, you know, she's friend Matt and Brendan were the two guys who were there. And so mm-hmm. they were kind of hanging out. But Julia, I was told specifically, is like one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So I was really excited to meet Julia because from what I understood, she was like a ray of sunshine, right? Mm-hmm. And so Julia and Matt show up and they couldn't have had a better description for Julia. I mean, she was just such a nice person, easy to get along to, super funny,
right.
Very, very likable. And her fiance, Matt, also the same, right? So we did all this fun stuff. We went to Peach Fest. We went to all the restaurants together. We just had the best time. And they're a little younger than me. So I was trying to not really impress them, but I was just trying to hang, right, be one of the crew. And I really thought I was doing it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm making friends. This is great. We're having a great time. And then the last day, we're all packing everything up and Julia comes into my bedroom and she was just like, this was so much fun. This was really just like a really good vacation. I'm glad that we all got to hang out and da 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 da. She's like, hey, did you happen to see my pink toothbrush? And I was just like, no, I don't know what you mean. And she's like, yeah, I had my pink toothbrush. I left it in the bathroom. And she's like, I went for it last night and I couldn't find it. And I was just wondering if maybe somebody knocked it off the counter or what. And I was just like, huh. I haven't seen, but it's funny. I also have a pink toothbrush. Because, you know, you don't have your regular toothbrush. You have the travel toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not familiar with, like, even I'm not used to my toothbrush, right?
Oh,
so,
no.
You guys. I was doing so good.
Oh.
And then I found out that the last night I went to bed before everybody because I wake up early and I'm just in the cycle, right? So I say goodnight to everybody Saturday night. And I must have just grabbed her toothbrush off of the counter.
Other
and
people's
used it.
Toothbrushes.
Somebody I just met. I used her toothbrush. And I mean, I went because I ate a lot of peaches.
I
had to really brush my teeth.
You guys basically kissed.
I ate a lot of peach-based stuff.
Oh, you did more than kiss.
I ate a lot of peach-based stuff. The funniest part was trying to, because I was like completely convinced I had not stolen this
new woman's toothbrush.
That's disgusting.
And so then I had to like really collect my stuff, like collect myself. And I was like, Julia, I'm so sorry. I don't know if I took your toothbrush. All I know is I also have a pink toothbrush. So then I dug through my stuff, right?
Oh, I was going to say, where was yours?
Mine
was in the bag.
Was in the very bottom of my makeup bag, in a bag, underneath everything.
Bad.
So I didn't see. I did not notice that I had use somebody else's toothbrush.
I can't even.
That's disgusting.
I'd be in there like with a bottle of Clorox gargling.
So not only did I use it that night, I woke up the next morning and brushed my teeth.
Again?
I used her tooth. And then once I figured it out, I gave it back. Like, she's going to use that toothbrush again.
Yeah, here you
again,
go.
Why?
Right?
Did she take it?
She did, but I think she just did it to be nice. I think
she was just like, thank you.
We all had a really good laugh about it, but I mean, you know, she went home and told her fiance, like,
Katie's an
that
idiot.
Lady used my toothbrush. Oh, like, she
God,
really
damn
brushed
funny,
her
though.
Whole face.
That is
with
damn
my
funny.
Face.
That's so good.
Oh.
And you were giving those teeth hell, man.
Yes. Oh, I ate
you know,
peaches
the gingivitis
all day. Like, that's
so
all
nasty.
I ate. And so, yeah, it was fun to hug her goodbye and say, I'm sorry I used your toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you're breathing
like,
in her face. How does my breath smell?
Exactly. We pretty much just made out.
So, since you had two couples with you at the Airbnb who, a side note, off the air, you were talking about how madly in love they all are.
Oh, yeah.
Did you,
they all are.
Like...
They all are, because they're
you know,
getting
Airbnb
married.
Out of town. Did you hear anything?
I
like,
didn't
were you...
hear anything,
okay.
But no. There was a lot of PDA, though.
Okay.
But I was happy for them. You know what I mean? Because it's like they like each other that much that they can't keep their hands off each other,
gosh,
even
doesn't make you
when
uncomfortable,
other people
though.
Are watching. It doesn't make
I'm
me
not a
uncomfortable.
Fan of the PDA.
I
don't like it
people
either.
Aren't, and I get it, though. But I'm just happy for them. And it doesn't bother me because, like, I can walk away, right? Like, that's what
right.
I always think, like, if something like that bothers me, I can just walk away from it. I'm
but what if you're, like,
stuck.
Sitting at an Applebee's and they're directly across from you at the booth and you
well,
got to watch it the whole time?
They have a little more couth than that,
yeah,
you
but
know?
You've seen it when you're out and about. You see the people just going to town on each other and you're
yeah.
like, ugh. Although, you know, I've been married forever, so I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe if I had new love, I'd
well,
be like
that's
that
the thing.
Too.
This new couple who couldn't keep their hands off each other, they yeah. were both kind of in relationships previously where things had fizzled out. And
yeah.
so it had
so
been
they're
a
back
long
at
time.
It.
Exactly. So this is a new thing for them.
They're
and,
brushing each other's teeth with
they
their tongues.
Are. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. So, but it was a fun weekend. It was definitely
well,
a fun
good.
Weekend. I made some new friends, and I really made a new friend in Julia.
Really made a new friend.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. All right, so speaking of music, Katie...
Stop it! No, it's an honest mistake.
This made me so happy.
Yes.
This made me so happy this morning. So funny. Because you rushed back from Palisade, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you zipped in yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you want to go to a concert, right?
Oh, I've been looking forward to that Good
it's
Charlotte
be Good
concert.
Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, it was Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte, but I was really just looking forward to seeing Good Charlotte. I mean, I listen to that self-titled album multiple times a week. I mean, that's one of
one.
The ones I listen to on yeah. my run and walks. And so I am just consumed with their music. So they were at Ball Arena, and I've been looking forward to this show pretty much since I heard it got announced. So, yeah, my plan was to make it back from the Western Slope in time to see this show. It was supposed to start at 7 o'clock at Ball Arena, right?
Okay.
And again, it had an opening act. So I thought opening act starts at 7 o'clock. Right? They're going to go for an hour and some change.
Oh, sure.
That's usually how it goes.
And then, yeah, the lights come up and you wander around.
And then they have the intermission. Everybody's out getting their drinks. And I'm thinking by 9 o'clock, Good Charlotte's going to take the stage. They'll be on till 10:30, 11, and it'll be the best show ever. And I'm going to have the time of my life. And I'm going to be tired today, but it'll be fine because I got to see Good Charlotte. Well, that is not what happened.
What happened?
I show up. To Ball Arena at like 8:45. And I'm like, I'm early. This is perfect. And I park and I go into the building. And I see all these people in the concourse and they have the Avenged Sevenfold shirts on. So I'm like, oh, well, they're not stay. They're going to dip. Whatever. It's fine. I'm here for good Charlotte. That just means I could maybe move down even further into the concert and be even closer to one of my favorite acts. Mm-hmm. So I get up to where I'm supposed to be, and I'm actually in a suite, right? And so I get in there, and I open the door, and there's nobody in there.
Hey, and where is everyone?
Well, no, I'm excited because I'm like, I get the whole suite to myself.
That's a good feeling.
Oh, yeah. My, this is the best
thing. Sometimes
day
when we
ever
get those tickets and yeah, we are in there early and get to enjoy it for like, you know, yeah, half an hour before anyone else,
exactly,
it's a good feeling.
That's when you do all your videos, you take your pictures. You're loving life. But it's funny because as I'm rolling into the suite, I noticed that Good Charlotte has already taken the stage. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't miss so much. And they're playing Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, which is one of their
biggest
song, arguably their biggest song. And I'm like, oh, they opened with it. Well, that's a nice little twist, isn't it? So I know. And then they're like, good night, everybody. And their big Good Charlotte brand goes up on the screen.
Thank you.
All the lights in Ballerina come on. And I was like,
hey,
wait, what is happening? I could not believe it. The show was done at 9 o'clock, and I still don't know how that happened.
First of all, that's hilarious.
It's not.
You didn't notice that the parking lot was like full.
No, people were leaving.
Nobody was in line. People were walking the other direction.
Yeah, no,
and you're like, doo, 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 doo.
When they scanned my ticket, they were like, hi.
Hi.
What you doing? No,
you didn't notice any of this.
None of it. None of it. I just
at
9 like,
o'clock at night
I
last
am
night
so in my own zone. It's 8:45. Let's get up to the, I'm going to be like, you know, let's get maybe some popcorn before I take my seat.
Then you got in and they were wrapping up.
Good night, everybody.
And side note, she had slammed a giant energy drink so she
that's
could stay
the
for
worst
the concert.
Part.
So then you didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep. I didn't go to bed until like 1:30 because I slammed a big energy drink so I could rock out at a Good Charlotte concert.
How does this happen, Katie?
I know. I have no idea.
A second observation. That's awesome. That is the way concerts should be.
Yes.
You start at 7, you're done by 9, out the door. You can leave early at 8:45, beat traffic.
No, normally.
That's fantastic.
I would be right there with you, Jeremy, if I had not missed my concert because of
that. I still can't believe that you didn't notice everybody was leaving
how
and the parking
that
lot was. There had to have been people leaving.
When
the
have you
lot
ever been to a concert at Ball Arena that ends at 9?
Honestly,
right,
never.
Never.
Yeah,
I
never.
I am so shocked still by this news. And it
happened. It is
to me.
Weird. It is weird.
It's good for me.
Your girl's tired.
It's good for me. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.